What's up, everyone? It's Gavin or Tweak.
What's good? What's good? It's Marcus or Pink.
What's going on? You got Matt or Has. Hey, hold on. All right, I told everyone to order these, chat, and only Charles did, and he's also not here today, so it's just me with the whiteboard. So I think the whiteboards is an idea I had. I was like, I think it'd be super fun, especially like we do like opinions and we all write ours down and then we reveal at the same time so we can all like kind of, I don't know, contribute, but also not talk over each other. So I think it's a great idea. And I think
you definitely should follow suit. Yeah.
Marcus.
I get no whiteboard. What the heck?
I'll order you one. Send me your address. True.
Well played.
Yep. Oh, you're getting one for sure. what's going on, guys? Good to see y'all. Another week, another Tweak Talks. Let's Make Moves Miami, a fun tournament overall. I think we watched most of it in Discord together, which was cool. I had a great time watching it. I've been playing more Smash than ever and all that. But before we get into that, Marcus, what's good?
Bro, I don't know why I wasn't ready. Like, it had to be me. Like, it didn't have to be me, but it had to be me. Bro, I'm stupid tired. Like, I don't know what's going on. It's probably, you know, the job and the wife and the kid and the house chores and the cooking and all the fun stuff that I do in life. But bro, I just, they were like today at 5:30 and I was just at work, just like, I don't know, man. Like, I'm gonna lock in, but like, I truly don't know. And then like, I got off and I mean, I was working from home today and I just like walked to my bed. It was like 5:07. I was like, I'm going to sleep until 5:29. Like, just like, I'm just going to sleep. Like,
it,
interesting note.
That's a dangerous game, the alarm, right? Dude, I hate that. I can't do it. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't do it for like the morning or anything like that. Like, I'll just go to sleep if I have to go to sleep. But like, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I did start playing Smash Brothers again. I think we all have kind of oddly started playing around the same time, which is a little weird. And I did enter a tournament. I got second. I'm washed. Now, I wouldn't have beaten Dexter before. Like, I mean, I might have lost to him before, so it's like, whatever. But an interesting note is that I don't play Min-Min anymore. I only play Marth. Yeah.
Lit.
I will not pick another character.
Let's get different.
It's,
I mean, that rules, yes.
I don't know. Like, it's kind of like that Gavin thing where, like, I found a bunch of characters fun at one point, but now when I pick anyone else, I'm like, bro, this is so boring. And I just go back to Marth, like, every single time. They're like, yo, what happened to Sora? Yeah, I mean, he's cool. Like, yeah, I'm going back to Marth. Like, so that's been an interesting journey because, you know, I feel like I'm kind of alone on the how good Marth is type thing. And a lot of people, you know, love Lucina. But there's been some interesting things I've found out about him. So who knows? Who knows where that'll go? No idea. I just know that I love the game. And like, it's one of those things where like esports didn't really exist before. So there was no like, hey, this is when you should stop playing, when you become an adult and you get married and you have a kid and like tournaments are done for you. And that's kind of how I was going about it. I was like, well, now I have my big boy job, but like, I don't have time for tournaments anymore. But it's like, it's always been like my passion and something I've loved. So like, why did I stop doing it? Just because some imaginary rule, like you just got to stop playing. So I started playing again. And eventually another Smash game is going to come out and I'm going to want to play it. So I should probably keep playing.
Be ready for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
That's my life. How's it going, Has?
Okay, so we haven't talked about, you didn't listen to the last episode, did you? Mm-mm. Did you know I started playing, like, probably right around the same exact time? I also just started playing again.
I mean, we talked about it, but you told me. Yeah.
I did. But it's very similar vibes of, like, I love what you said because I like the idea that the game is there to be played or there for you as you want it to be. Like, your goal isn't to become number one in your region again or to like go to majors and get top eight or anything. It's just something that you enjoy. And that's kind of where I circled back to as well, where it was really in a new character too that I like kind of I know it's stupid, but it's true, where like he's so different. I'm learning so many new things and how many ways to approach the game as like a more kind of quote unquote normal Smash character versus the other two idiots that I play as who are very, you know, kind of in their own realm of what they do, right? So learning things that people have been doing for a really long time or thinking about situations in a more conventional way. It reminds me, Gav, of that. Remember when Ultimate first came out and I was playing as Belmont and I was just getting my ass, like I was just getting comboed and I was like, what do I do about this? And Mars is like, nothing. Like you eat shit when you get comboed. Cause I wasn't used to it. Cause I was playing Bayo for so many years. It's like, they kind of got to respect my frame one out plus which time kills them on reversal. Like they just got to respect it. Whereas Belmont, it's the opposite. Or when you hit them, you just get pushed so much. So Lucario in so many ways has reminded me of that too, where I'm like, I'm just playing to learn more, to like improve and to figure out something with this character. And it's definitely making me feel something, which is really cool. And again, I'm not like trying to be like whatever ranked nationally or anything. Like I'm kind of just having fun and enjoying the game and just playing with people. It makes me want to go to locals because I want to play against people offline specifically, which is really cool and not a feeling I thought I'd have again for the rest of Ultimate, but I certainly do now. And yeah, I'm also having a blast just playing the game. I go to the gym consistently. I officially quit WoW. I gave my like little breakup letter, resignation letter to my guild leader and all that stuff. And I'm out, hands are clean. I was like, sorry, bro, I gotta play this Lucario, man. You know how it is. He's like, what the hell are you talking about? I was like, no. Understood. Yeah, oh, true. Yeah, he's like, yeah, be reversing, right? I was like, yeah, true. which has been, it's been really fun. And actually, it is interesting because Gavin, you've been, weirdly, we've been like, labbing together in a way, kind of, which is
not even like it's more labbing than playing. Yeah,
we're like treating each other as like training dummies, you know what I mean, like just trying to hit each other with stupid things or like trying to, which I haven't done in Smash in like so long. Whenever I play, it's like just to play, like just to hit people and do things. But now since there's so much to learn and I'm really enjoying that process, it feels good. So with WoW being quit and getting all the time back, I've been doing great. Smash has been good. I've been going to the gym a lot too, which is a lot like playing Smash again because I need to relearn so many things and like my progress. Like I looked at my old notes for how much I was lifting and how much I was running. I was like, dude, I got a long way to go. But I'm staying at it. I've been really consistent and I'm good, man. I'm busy, but I'm good. Big Gav, bring us home. What's going on, dude?
What's up? I already love this episode because I'm about to say a lot of the same things, kind of more so. I found a bunch of stuff to lab and I've just been doing it nonstop with Diddy Kong. It's been really fun. I've been talking to a million people. I have a few shouts to Jodgers. We've been communicating a lot again. We've been talking about stupid Diddy Kong stuff and trying to justify using it in certain scenarios. Shouts to Aaron and Haz for being test dummies. And shouts to all the people I sent all my, I even recorded a bunch of videos talking about what I've been working on and why I'm working on it and how it works. And since then I found even more things that I want to start doing. I'm like starting to get a callus on my thumb from, footstooling. So there's that. It's been fun. I watched a bit of Miami. That was cool. Congrats to Peebnut.
Yep.
That's pretty much it. I just like that we're all on a similar page, which is just kind of just coincidence. So
it all happened. What I love about it too is it happened very naturally. Like Marcus and I have been talking about kind of playing again, but not like it wasn't like something that we said together. It's like something that we independently did and then it kind of came together now. Which is really cool. And especially cause we're in like a similar phase of life where it's like, this isn't going to be every week, go to the weekly and grind. And, you know, but I am opening up training mode every day. I've opened up every day since like what, 2 weeks ago, we started talking about this. I have not stopped practicing things and getting better. And it was so hype when we would, that training mode dummy thing, Gavin, like where we were just playing each other and just trying to land cool things or try to set up things. And we would just both pop off when we hit them. Like when I hit Aura Sphere back air against you, you were like, holy shit. Like you were so pumped for me. And I was like, I've never really had someone that I play with that labs like that and then sees the progress I'm making. Yeah. Like in addition, like I kind of just, hey, you want to play? Yeah, let's play. And then you try to beat each other and talk about the matchup, talk about bullshit, whatever. But like actually sitting there and labbing things out, not that I didn't practice things with Belmont and Ken, obviously I did a lot, but I haven't had that feeling since I basically kind of settled with where I'm at with those characters. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, this is this is good. Like, this is what I could do. Let me work on some other stuff. But with Lucario, it's so much. Like, there's so many things to learn just in basic on how to play the game. So I'm just happy to be playing. And I got to admit, bro. All right. I'll admit it. I ran into a Ryu on Elite. And I was like, these Shoto players are fucking matching. No. Every time, bro, I was like, holy shit, I understand. Like, welcome. Now I, yes, like, truly, I was like, I felt bad because I thought it. I was like, I know exactly what you're going to do. I know exactly what's going to happen. Here's what I'm going to do. Barely mess it up. Down tilt, shuck, and that's 30. And I'm like, okay. Like, I really am understanding when people complain to me about those characters. Now I'm getting there for sure. Like, I am surprised at how much I'm learning through this process, which is really, really cool. So, yeah, I'm appreciating it, man. Like, it's just good to play again. It's good to be doing Smash again, I guess. But yeah, you brought up Miami, and it's just like we talked about it before we went live. It's just how consistent and good Peeb has been recently. And I think it was you, Gavin, who said he's been so consistent lately. And I was like, he's always been consistent, like placing that high level. The thing he did is he bumped up his skill, and he's still staying consistent, which is awesome to see. And Mega Man, like, seeing him at a top level is just it's something else for sure. That whole top four was just tough, is what I would say as a competitor.
Yeah,
bro, I didn't realize like how many angles Mega Man could attack from. That was what
towards the end of the bracket, you could just see it.
Yeah, I was like, wow, the verticality against Steve is doing a lot. But then I would watch him versus like Rob, and I was like, bro, it's just boop boop right in front of him, just boop boop boop. And there would just be times where like against Peach, because Peach is always at that like 45 floating, bro, would just throw a metal blade up.
And yeah, that like diagonal blade. Vertical, like being able to do it immediately without having to be in that area is huge. Just, like, dude, what? It's rare. Like, who else is doing that?
It's yeah, right? Isn't it? It's like, now that you're thinking about it, you're like, wait a second. Like,
Belmont's neutral B isn't going to get the job done.
Unless I B reverse now. Watch out.
Hold on. Yeah, I don't know. So that was really, that was kind of eye-opening.
That angled up boomerang isn't going to do that much.
Well, hold on.
Well, unless you F-tilt into it on the way back, then they die at 30 to an up smash. True?
I was talking about Link. Like actual boomerang.
Oh, I see. Wait, I was surprised you called it boomerang.
He's talking about cross.
I'm talking about Belmont because he brought the sadly. Plus, I'm always thinking of Belmont or Ken or Lucario now. Lucario. Now it's all Lucario brain. Now I have another character to be annoying about, is the other fun thing.
Yeah, but yeah, being able to cleanly, like, he's acknowledging how many frames he has to work with when he's pressuring all these angles. Like, he's not going all out on anything specific. He's still in control of his like physical character. And yeah, it's just consistent. There's a few things I would like to see players do against Mega Man though, but we don't have to get too into that.
Wait, what?
Yes. There are things they're not doing.
Uh-oh.
They about to start DMing you.
Yeah, it's over.
Help!
Nah. That's I got crazy. You, Peeb.
Go, dude.
I mean, Peeb's probably ready for it anyway. You know what I mean?
He's one of those guys you could just see.
Yeah.
The way he practices, like the discipline and the way, like you guys said, he has so many, that character has so many good tools and can cover so many different angles and stuff. But seeing how he busts them out in all the different matchups and makes it work is magic. I think the thing I really noticed, at least, I mean, I've noticed it before, but this tournament is like his ability to control the pacing of the matchup is so good, dude. Like the way he mixes up, is it one lemon, you know, slow and then too fat? Like, how does he not just let, that's like one example, like the lemons, like how often is he pressing that button? Is he turning around and facing backwards, you know, looking to snap a quick back air? Like, is he looking forward air is also a super good option. Like, I just love the way he controls the matchup. It is a lot with lemons and a lot with Metal Blade too. But I just really love the way that he's able to even shut down, you know, good Steve's Sonics as well. Someone who's most known for controlling the pacing of the matchup. I think Mute is in that category as well. Just does a great job controlling the pace of the matchup. But it seemed to be Peeb's day. Well, it was actually Peeb's day the entire time. I just really respect that. Oh, Leaf Shield too, dude. How did I forget about that move? Like, he truly uses the whole kit, man. Like, it's really impressive.
I saw a bro do down smash. I was like, what the heck is going on, man? Like, that move does not exist. But and it landed when he used it too. I was like, what the heck?
I was going to say something, but I forget already. Damn it.
Well.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
If I remember it, I'll cut someone off.
Put it on your whiteboard. Remember it.
Oh, God.
Sure. Oh, wait.
See how great that would be right now? Yeah, so grass to Peeb. Second place for Sonics, man. It's crazy. I mean, talk about consistent. Yeah. What?
Okay, I have a question. Here we go. It's going to lead to a long conversation. It would be a longer conversation if Chuck was here, because I know he would have an opinion and stand on business. Okay, so someone...
Are you going to bring up Steve Block?
No, someone...
Oh, that's what I was going to bring up.
Okay, go. And then I'll... All right.
Peeb is fantastic at fighting around the walls rather than, like, dealing with them in, like, outright. Look at this. This is perfect, Chris. That was perfect.
It's really a good mix
of like dealing with the walls, but also like if Steve jumps or any, like he's like, it's like the reverse of what he was doing well versus something like Mute.
Mm. Yeah.
Where he's willing to like, it's like from either direction, whether it's him like doing diagonal down or him like pressuring Steve for jumping. And like, he has a willingness to like win without dealing with walls, which is something I really want everyone to experiment with, including myself, because it's like, if it's possible for your character, it can be really strong at like, because technically getting rid of the wall isn't the only way of stopping him from mining, but it's like, you don't want to just jump over and die. Like, you got to have some layers to it.
Right. Yeah.
Peeb is fantastic at like threading the needle in a few different ways. Like, look at this, a perfect balance of like pressuring the wall, but also like being a bit more dynamic with it.
Again, it's amazing knowledge. I do think some of it is obviously Mega Man specific, of course, but there are still lessons you can learn. Like when he was juking, he jumped over there were two wall set up, and he jumped on top of the first wall and waited, and actually waited out two up smashes from Steve. That has nothing to do with Mega Man. He wasn't attacking or retaliating. He put down air. And whatever Steve
is doing isn't even relevant because he's not mining. As long as it's not mining.
Right.
Like, it's great. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying is like, you could still learn. It's one of those examples of where you can learn from a player, even though you don't play that character. But Mega Man, of course, forward air to destroy the blocks, like it's just really good.
Yes.
Great projectiles, the angles and all that is really helpful. But there, like you said, Gav, there's still so much you can learn in terms of how, when, where, and why you approach Steve and what you're trying to do, which isn't, I'm going to get over this wall and hit him immediately every time. I feel like so many people get into trouble that way, or they're not sure what to do, you know, or run into things like they play so well around it for a while and they just get scooped by minecart and then they eat 90. You know what I mean? And that's something that
like just throwing out the random F smash. Like, I kind of love it. Like, it's like,
yeah, he cracks the wall a little bit and then, you know, Steve's on the other side waiting to try to forward smash or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they always are. So if you try to F smash or you have a range smash, that's pretty sick.
He found the way to play neutral regardless if the wall's there or not, which is huge. And I think that's what everyone should try to accomplish in their own way. I'm a big fan of just getting on the block and like not necessarily choosing defense or offense. I really like that. I'm a huge fan.
Yep. It's no coincidence that I think it's Toon, right? Sorry, I can't really see that they have all these amazing materials, because we got to this point already, you know, like that's just going to be the pacing of the matchup, and Peeb accepts it. And he's going to go to war as he does every time. Yeah. That's why he does so well against these really good top players who are patient and all that other shit.
Yeah.
It's really good. All right.
I think another way to like try to simplify this is like, it's something I've been circling back to recently when I'm playing online with people, if it happens to be in a hard matchup. Cause for a long time, the matchup will reach a point where it's like, okay, I'm going to abandon my character's strengths to try to play this matchup in particular. And sometimes it can be like a slippery slope because, like, let's say it's a matchup where banana isn't too effective and it's like, all right, I'm not going to use it. I'm going to like fight with my body, blah, blah, blah. Usually it comes down to just like finding a way to play with your strengths instead of like sacrificing your strengths. And I feel like the way Peeb is playing versus Steve is kind of like that, where it's like, instead of like abandoning something because it doesn't look like it's good at first, you're more so trying to find a way to make plan A work than like coming up with a plan B or C. And like, that's been really working for me personally as well. When I play online, even if it's a hard matchup, it's like, all right, I'm still like, banana's still banana. I just got to find a way to make it work rather than think it's like useless or something like that.
All right, Marcus. So are you going to bring up the Angel platform? Because I keep getting DM'd how we need to have a 2-hour discussion.
Oh, yeah. You were supposed to say something. Fuck.
Yeah. No, Marcus's turn. Go ahead.
Oh, gosh.
Not the Angel platform. Go.
Someone said, okay, they saw that Sonic's got second. I will not out this person. And they said that at this point, Sonic's is so consistent that they might be number one all time. Hold on. Before we jump to any conclusions.
Yep.
So I asked, if someone is never the best, can they be the GOAT? Like, so for example, right? This is like a weird example because he's on the show. Gavin. Some people consider Gavin the GOAT. They do. Some people do. Thanks. Because he's never been outside of the top 10, right? And like within top, I think peaked at second or two.
Yeah, second a couple times.
Yeah, second a couple times. It's been consistent the entirety of the game, where some people have fallen out of the top 10, some people came in later, and they're like all over the place, like places wise. But some people would say that Gavin's the GOAT. Can you be the GOAT if you've never been number one?
This is difficult because
it's like weird.
It can be easily insulting to a bunch of parties.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to preface this by saying, like, I'm not going to be mean to anyone, and I also don't want to toot my own horn that much. Mm-hmm. But I think there is one thing that trumps everything forever, and it's tournaments.
Winning tournaments.
Yes. It is tournaments. That trumps rankings. That trumps people's opinions. Like, the tournaments trump everything else. Like, that's the biggest point I would want to get across in a conversation like this. The tournaments, that like the reaching the finish line type of thing. Because rankings they come and go a lot.
Right.
Who's making them? Who's a part of it? What organization is behind it? You know, you can ask questions around the methods and blah, 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 and all this stuff. But the tournament results don't change. So I think tournament results are more important than anything to a ridiculous degree. Nothing else is even relevant. That's
agree. How I feel. Agree.
And that's interesting too, because it's not like Sonic's has never won a tournament.
Yeah.
Right, Marcus? I mean, exactly. He gets second at all the time at the biggest ones. Mm-hmm. And I also got to shout him out because I feel like he has a good sense of humor about it, which I don't think is very easy to do at all. Like, he's got to be feeling, I know he's a competitor. He's like a very passionate competitor, you know, like he definitely gets into it. So I do definitely tip my cap to him. I see him retweeting jokes and like all this other stuff. And that's damn, like, good for him, bro. Cause I know that's not easy, but I'll also say I kind of agree with Gavin. I feel like, first off, the term GOAT, like the greatest of all time, there's it's so loaded. You know what I mean? Like, like your opinion or your viewpoint, as long as you make logical arguments, who am I to tell you no? But I might not come to the same conclusion as you. You know what I'm saying? Winning tournaments, do you only care who won the biggest tournament of all time? And like, that's the only thing that really matters. Is it overall tournament winnings? Like, is this all fed into there somehow as one factor? Or like, you know, it's an interesting one too, and maybe you guys will totally disagree and it's not even a conversation point, but it's like, how much does online factor in here? Because there's so much shit about Ultimate that came from online, including big tournament prize pools, including the fact that we had COVID and that whole era that was online. Like if someone said, if someone included online events in their like thought process for who's the best ever, mm-hmm. I wouldn't really hold that against them. Like, I kind of get the idea. I wouldn't do it. I know, but it's hard.
It would help my case, but I'm not doing it.
No, and if someone said that and they made the argument that it's just such an important part of the overall picture of Ultimate and that's how you determine the greatest that's of all fair, time, yeah. I'd say that's a fair point. I still don't agree with it, but
I think it's fair to say we wish we could, but we can't.
Yeah.
I think people can, because, I mean, you're talking – why not, dude? Like, you're talking about rankings. Well, like, it's just
why not.
I know. Well, because dude, I mean, the rankings that we have now are the rankings we've ever had. Like, not to pick on any one group or before.
Yeah.
It's kind of just fuck made up. Like, shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, oh, well, if you get first
set. That's why I like the tournament results. Because it is decided by the players. Like,
yeah, but there's also, like, context to that, too. Did you, you know, like, winning the tournament is great, but there's
that's why it's not one tournament.
Yeah, I know, but, like, there's always context, though. Like, it's interesting.
That's my, that was my thing. I was like, for at least, like, Sonic specifically, bro gets second at a lot of stuff, but bro has won before, right?
Yeah.
It's not, like, winning, like Spargo winning. Like, Spargo wins a lot, but Spargo gets less than second a lot, you know? So, like, where does the balance, the tournament winning... Does that, like, outpace the consistent first and second? Or, like, you know, it's just interesting. That's where I'm really trying to get at. It's, like, what determines, like, a player's legacy, essentially? I don't care about the rankings.
I guess,
like,
that gets pretty individualistic, but...
Yeah, right? Like...
And if someone said to you that Sonic's is, in their opinion, the GOAT of Ultimate, that's not, like, so... ridiculous that you're like, no way, you know, like that's not an insane thing to say. I would just need to hear more, you know what I'm saying? Like, what do you mean, you know? First, it's like, what do you value, or how do you get to that opinion, you know? Like, based on what, basically? I mean, for sure, he's, if you're talking about the best player of all time in Ultimate, his name is brought up in one context or the other, for sure, is how good he is. So I think anyone's allowed to say and have their own, like, again, it's not something that can be mathematically proven, in my opinion. I think someone, if they say their truth and they have, you know, enough passion and support behind what they say, I'd be willing to listen to what anyone said, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I have my own opinions too, that I'm sure a ton of people would really disagree with, obviously. And everyone has their own biases and all that other shit. So it's, damn, I mean, this is a rabbit hole type question for sure.
Yep, I say all that to say LeBron's the GOAT. Thanks, man. Good talk.
Fucking wait.
Go. I'm joking.
Wait, but Jordan.
Hey.
It's tough, dude.
It's kind of similar. It was, like, actually really similar when they said that. I was like, I mean, LeBron is, I mean, bro won a couple times, right? And, like, it's a team game. So then I, like, took it out of team and I was like,
yep.
What does that even apply to? I was like, maybe tennis. Like, and some people do have Nadal as their GOAT. Like, and that's
this is not my
Yeah.
Well, that's like a different court type thing too, which is interesting. Yeah, like that. Right? It's
well, like, I mean, our tournaments that never have the same rules, right? So, like,
that's the other thing. I know, never. Dude. Well, it's crazy. Yeah. I don't know, but things. Yeah, it's a lot. And again, I'd be willing to hear pretty much anybody out that is defending anyone who's even, like, you can make a logistical argument for, like, who the best player you think is of all time in Ultimate. Like, and I think there's a couple answers, obviously, that come to mind. And some people will write some of them off just because of one thing or another. Someone might say Akol, and it's like, nope, he's too new. Like, it can't be. He didn't, you know, compete at that, that Evo or whatever.
Always and it's unfortunate, like, when the conversation has, like,
yeah,
not that much depth from either side. Like, if that is a conversation that has happened,
totally.
Like, that's a conversation I just wouldn't want to be a part of, because it's just like,
what do you even say?
It's just like a yes and a no, basically.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
It's like, all right, this isn't interesting at all.
Yeah.
Yep. This player did the X, Y because I observed it, and I will say no because of timeline. It's like, anyone could fucking partake in that if they just did a couple Google searches.
Right.
Like, fuck that.
Well, that's the other thing too, is like the eye test of, like, who have we seen play for so long? Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like, and when things like Sonic's gets, in our opinion, underranked one season, you know what I mean? It's like, but we know that if you had to put money, everybody, you know, listening, if you had to put money on Sonic's getting a place at a major, no one's going to be like, oh, well, he got ranked 14th, so probably like 12th. No one's saying that. No, you know, that's never going to happen, dude. No, I don't care. That.
Well, they might. And they're going
to. No way.
They're going to be incorrect.
Yeah, that's so wild.
For sure, but.
Whatever, man. Yeah, it's interesting. And that is kind of another reason why I want Ultimate to wrap it up. I think those conversations are fun, but it's also kind of pointless to have them right now because we're not done yet, is the other thing. Like, we are not done, man. Like, we're not there. we're not complete. There are going to be so many. I know it felt that way after that one Kagariri, but like, bro, there's going to be another one coming up soon, and they're already like capped out again. And Sonic's is going. Huh? Dude, I want to go so bad still. Like, I'll just bring my Lucario there, see what's what.
If Sonic's wins Kagariri,
that's what I'm saying, dude. Like, how like they could change so much. Can it? The narrative, you could bring that up. That's like what a thing to talk about. Because when you think of GOATs, you know, best of all time, you think of their biggest wins. You know what I mean? And that, damn, that would stand out. I'd say that much. But then there's so much more to it.
Consistency. Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I think that no matter what, the people who we tend to mention in those conversations or players are like clearly put their like heart and soul in a bunch of work into the game. And if people have like a conversation of even putting them there, then they definitely deserve it. Even if like they aren't chosen as like someone who doesn't choose the same GOAT, like they worked really hard and they are some of the best players we've ever seen and will see. And it's just interesting to see like different people's thought process. That's really all I'm interested in, is just seeing different people's thought process and like,
yeah,
why they choose the things that they choose, you know. But
same.
Yeah. Oh no, little man.
There he is. That Zomba joke killed in the comments, by the way, Gav. Nice one.
Sorry, Sal.
The goat. Anyway, all right.
Yeah, I guess my final thought on it, I don't know how to word this without sounding mean again. I hope I haven't sounded mean about this at all, but I'm always concerned about like people's qualifications behind like their, whether it's an opinion or something more than that. It's like, I think the conversation is really fun, but I usually don't have it unless I think it's worth having with that person or something. Like if you're not qualified to talk about the results or the game or the tournaments, like it's probably like, and we're talking about something like this, like you better be qualified or else I'm a be sleep. Like it is what it is. Like you don't see me arguing with people on the internet about basketball. Like I'm not doing that outside of like a private conversation.
You
like,
do send me the tweets though and freak out about them. True.
Do I?
Be happening. I can't wait for basketball to start. Now that baseball's over. True, everybody?
Yeah.
It's not over. It's over for me.
Never started for me.
True. Dude, it's the best. Well, as always, we find ourselves talking about random shit in this podcast, and
yeah,
it's a good time.
What else? A good idea that we could talk about.
Yeah, so we're gonna do my idea for the Patreon. Is that
we're
right?
We're gonna do your idea right now if you want.
Oh shit! Oh, I'm pumped. Oh, chat, I had this great idea. Okay, ready? So I was thinking about it, and I was like, we should. And I feel like we've done something similar to this. It's like, remember when we made like this perfect spacey? That's what producer Chris said. He's like, it's kind of like that idea. Or we get the tier list maker up, and we go through every character in Smash. And we try to determine between the three of us, it was going to be the four of us, but Charles isn't here. Between the three of us, what the best version of that character is. Now, this isn't like, oh, the strongest version of that character necessarily, but it's more like this to us feels like when I think of this character, this is the game that I think of and all that stuff. So hopefully you guys are following the concept along at home. Like the true version of this character, like, oh, this feels right. Or like
our favorite, like it's another way, like what we think is the best design. Yeah.
Or like if you try to play this character in a different game, you're like, man, I really miss the version from Brawl or 64 or whatever, you know, whatever. So, all right. You want to throw that up there, Chris? Maybe we get the tier list going and we can take it away. I think it's fun. Follow along at home. Tell us where we messed up, and it's alphabetical. So we're gonna start with Bayonetta. So there's really, it can only be Smash 4 or Ultimate.
It's Ultimate.
It's Ultimate for sure. They fixed what was wrong with her. She's great in Ultimate. No one hates her really. And I think that's a huge plus. Well, not like she was at Smash 4. If you pulled Smash 4 players, she was the most hated.
But yeah.
She by far, the only people that didn't mind her in Smash 4 were other Bayonetta mains.
Marcus, definitely with 4?
No.
That was a broken mess for sure.
He didn't say anything, so
I was looking at the list. My bad. No.
Yeah.
This one's interesting.
And, like, thinking.
Bowser's next. This is interesting.
It's four ultimate.
I think it's ultimate, yeah. I dude, there's something I love about Brawl Bowser, though, for sure. Even though he's horrible. I just kind of love him. Like, I just think of how... Actually, I don't know if it is ultimate because...
I like Smash 4 Bowser, dude, bro.
Dude, the jump squat thing is so bad in Ultimate versus Design,
I just like that he has a way to, like, win.
Ooh, he got a way to win. He has a way to win in this game.
What does he do?
He throws you off stage and hopes you go to the ledge.
Oh, F-tilt.
Yeah. Forward air F-tilt. Yeah.
That's it.
I'm fine with Ultimate, but...
I don't know.
I feel like there's a strong chance for something like the next game that he's one of those characters where I'm fairly confident the best version of Bowser would just be the next installment of Bowser. Like, you know what I mean? Because they keep gradually, like, tuning him up. Yeah. I'm pretty confident if we made this list for the future game, Bowser would just move to the next game.
And Zelda, that's like a guarantee.
Like, stuff like that, it's like...
Yeah.
As long as they give them some sort of attention.
To put every character in Ultimate, we're like, it's the newest
one. It's going
to
be a lot of characters.
I don't know about that. I think we just started off like that. But I think Bowser 2, what I will say is in Melee, his sound design and, like, his animations and his look is by far my favorite.
But it's,
like,
the worst Bowser.
I know. Like, his upbeat sound.
Could be Brawl.
His upbeat sound, his get-up attack from the ledge, like the big slide he does. He's so sick. Like, I might put him in Melee, to be honest with you. You're like, personally, I don't love the. It's not like I love playing as him in Ultimate. Like,
I don't like him in any game necessarily. I think it's four Ultimate.
And we're just going by. I guess I didn't, like, specify whether or not aesthetics fit in there. I guess they're a part of it, but definitely a smaller.
I'll go with Ultimate. Fuck it,
Marcus. What do you think? I'm torn.
That Smash 4 Bowser was corny.
Ain't I think so too.
All
right, I actually wasn't, like, a huge fan of Smash 4 Bowser. I like Alt Bowser quite a bit, actually.
All right, lock it in. I'm cool with Alt too.
But I do love Melee Bowser, so it's kind of tough. I just think he's so goofy in Melee.
If y'all want to do Melee? Like, I'm down, but people are not going to agree with you,
dude. I think with Ultimate, the jump squat thing kind of kills it for me in terms of character design, and that's tough. Definitely, bro. Dude, him jumping in Brawler Melee.
I do like that his up air had some startup to it. I wish we could have found, like, a middle ground with, like, strength and startup, but that's I also would like for him to get another shell aerial, like Melee back air again, or, like, some sort of shell attack that's, like, actually smooth. Because what? Rivals 2, what move?
Frag's back air.
Like, a really nice, like, playable version of, like, that kind of move. It's like, damn, like, it makes you wish, like, Bowser had all of his improvements, but, like, with that too, it would have been nice.
That's why I'm low-key, like, saying Melee, bro.
With a nice Bowser back air. Like, that sounds fun, bro.
That's why I'm low-key saying Melee still, or Brawl. Like, I'd be fine with Brawl. But
I'm not saying Brawl.
I would say Melee.
Brawl has the side B hopping. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. That was funny.
The infinite jumps, technically.
I'm sticking to my guns. I'm saying Melee. Like, that's my favorite.
I like Melee side B too, because he starts chomping you,
bro. Like, if he had the sound again, he had both the new and the old at once.
Bro, yeah,
this Melee for me, bro.
I really love a lot of the Ultimate mods people do, where it's like let's say it's like HDR Daisy, where there's, like, some Melee Peach moves in there, bro. That is always chef's kiss. Like, that is so good.
You were outvoted, Gavin, by the way.
That's fine. Bye-bye. That's fine. Like, Daisy having, like, Melee Peach up tilt, that is so cool.
Definitely.
Like, whenever I talk about a theoretical Dixie Kong in Smash, I'm like, bro, like, she could have so many cool things that isn't a part of Diddy Kong's kit anymore. Like, that would make Echo Fighters way more interesting. Like, but moving on.
All right, Bowser Jr. I'm not qualified. I think it's all, though, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
All the things when I was a kid asking for happened, basically.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
All right. Here's an interesting one. The first one that's been in every game is Falcon.
I feel like we're all going to have a different opinion or something.
I think there's really only two correct answers, to be honest with you. I think it's Melee or Smash 4. Those are your choices. 64 is good, too, actually. I'm not going to hold you.
I was going to say a 64 Melee.
64 is good. Bro, up air, up B. That shit in his voice. I think it's melee. Oh, I'm locking into melee.
What is Gav even?
I have a weird one.
Do not say ultimate, bro.
Don't say brawl, bro.
No, I hate ultimate falcon.
I was going to say, good lord.
I love brawl falcon.
I knew it was going to be.
That's terrible.
Brawl. I like when he's really goofy and really bad.
I knew we'd get some bad opinions out of this.
I think it's really fitting for his personality.
Him in subspace was great.
Like, stupid ass subspace falcon, and he like sucked. That shit was awesome.
Bro. Yeah, the fact that he sucked was very... They didn't do that on purpose, but it was very funny.
Yeah.
I'm going to say melee. I think he's so iconic
in
melee.
Smash 4 was pretty legendary because anyone in the world could sit down and do Falcon Dittos. Totally. That was pretty awesome.
For sure.
That was a very iconic part of Smash Wii U. But I think it's an insult to not be melee.
I think so, too. Yeah. He's the most... Yeah, I think so, too. Even though he's really well-designed, too, in Melee. Like, he's a high... he's a good enough character to use, but he's not a broken top tier. There's a lot to like about
him. He's a little corny, bro, sometimes.
Yeah, oh, my God. We're not doing this debate.
I'm not doing the hipster Falcon thing. Well, maybe I am, but...
You are, but it's all good.
Shout out to Falcon, bro.
So, for PT, are we separating them or no?
No.
Okay.
Wait, what? They're individual characters.
I know, but Charizard was
Well,
Charizard in Smash 4.
Yeah, or Zard.
Smash 4 Zard is actually cooler than Ultimate Zard, so that's pretty important.
That's fine, yeah. You can leave that.
Hope y'all agree with that, right? Like, auto-cancel fair, Rock Smash, like, that shit was lit.
Rock Smash was that way.
Wait, he's in Brawl.
The next one...
It's still Smash 4. Smash 4 Zard is legendary, bro.
Yeah,
Can we make one that just says only alt? Like, so it's... Because it's weird to have, like... Chrom and Alt, like we know it's good. Like,
Chrom. Oh, I see.
It like makes it look like Ultimate has so many more better.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
than everyone else.
Yeah. Alt exclusive, but also Chrom is better in Smash 4, just as a victory screen. True.
Hold on, because Robin, I'm back.
That's right. See, I was like, is he an assist trophy? No, he's not. He wasn't, right? I don't think he was.
I don't think so. Ooh, true. It's Smash 4. Cloud is not close, man. I'm sorry. Like, I'm
yeah. It's that's iconic, bro. Oh. It's iconic, bro. Yes. Right. Easily, yes.
Corrin.
Ooh. Hard. This is the best one yet.
Who gives a fuck? That's the answer.
Oh my gosh, man.
Hey, be nice.
It's all. It's all.
I like that. I don't know, bro.
Bro, the 9-wine neutral B, though.
Bro, thank you. I loved counter being a usable move was kind of.
I think it's 4.
You guys both say 4? I don't care.
Corny territory in 4.
It is.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That edge cancel pin or like drop through platform slight pin cancel, that joint was clean in 4, bro.
I think it's 4.
All right, so 4.
I love a good 9-wine type thing.
Yeah, but I love alts like move, like all the normals in alt, but yeah.
We can
like
Daisy out of here.
Specials, yeah, I care, so.
We can leave Daisy out.
Yeah, sure.
Dark Pit, do we care? Like
just ultimate, I guess.
No.
Sure.
For Dark what? Pit, because
Dark Pit's also in Smash 4, bro.
Because I would want to put Pit in Brawl.
Oh. Okay. Oh yeah, me too, obviously. Yeah.
So you could do ultimate for Dark Pit and then Brawl for Pit.
Okay.
He's down. Brawl Pit goes crazy.
Yeah. Dark Samus is. Are we doing this too with Dark Samus?
Just all only. Or we could do Echoes can be its own thing eventually.
Diddy Kong.
It's ultimate. It's not even hard.
No, it's not, bro.
It's not hard.
That broad Diddy Kong was clean.
Start it off.
Sorry, bro.
It's not Smash 4. Let's just get that out of the way right now. Thank you. Okay, good. We're starting there.
It's ultimate, bro.
Bro, that double banana, even though it was broken, bro, the way you be moving with
that glide tossing,
that glide toss movement, my goodness.
Please believe me that I know where you're coming from. Please believe me. It's ultimate.
Bro, it's just an ultimate Diddy Kong, man. You can have this because you main Diddy Kong in alt, sure.
But I promise I've studied every version of Diddy Kong.
You study the blade, yeah.
And I've even played every version. I was just 2 years old, all right? I even played him in 4.
You win. Because you mained it.
It's ultimate. He's so fucking cool in this game. It's insane how cool he is in this game.
Cooler than Brawl, though?
That Brawl did he?
Yes! He's cooler and more balanced.
They're like around the same.
I think so too. I do not care enough to fight Gavin unless he cares about me 800% more than me. Yeah. I believe
100%.
You're just B reversing. Oh fuck, here's a tricky one.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's not Smash 4.
I love
you know the meme of those three kids at the couch talking about like
oh yeah that's
a height or something
yeah
for DK specifically
this is gonna be I hadn't thought about this actually this one's like jump scaring me because I thought about
that DK. Was that I thought about DK when I saw Bowser and I thought about Smash 4 Bowser and I was like oh no not the jab up tilt
here. Bro the most legendary version of DK is Smash 4
oh yeah. My goodness it's Melee by far bro no.
I like Brawl DK way more than Melee.
I also love Brawl DK, by
Brawl
the way.
Brawl DK is awesome.
He is awesome.
It's not 64, even though he's
all
right.
No. Y'all are both out on ult, by the way. I think ult DK is amazing.
He is.
I think he's awesome.
The most fun.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad you said that because I felt like I was going insane. That
I think this is the hardest one so far.
Actually. That's what I'm saying for sure.
It's not 64 or Melee for me, but it could be any of the other three.
I refuse to give it to Smash 4. I thought he's a cornball.
Because he still has the dash attack.
The dash attack kind of legendary though.
No, it's for the wrong reason.
Who did that? Who was like, yep, that's good. That's Donkey Kong.
I don't think we're missing anything in his moveset. We're not missing anything.
Okay, what are y'all thinking?
This is where we need the whiteboards, bro. This is where we need the whiteboards. Damn it. I would say Ultimate 2. He's overall the best Smash.
Like some of the fast Smash 4 flavor with like
totally
the platform kills.
That's us. Down B in the air too, I'll say. Asking forever. And dash attack.
No free fall in punch.
Been if asking for the shit for recovery.
Well, he should go on a free fall in Melee because it kills, right?
Yes.
It's like, he has to go in the free fall in Melee. It makes sense.
Then why'd they stop doing it? Then why'd they stop following their own rule?
I don't know.
What happens in the next Smash game?
Is the logical thing, but my heart says Smash 4.
My heart says Melee. Like, but it's, yeah, sure, alt works. Mario Smash 4, sorry.
I think it's Melee.
I think it's Melee too. I'll be honest, I don't remember.
I'm going to be real. I forgot he was in Melee.
Okay, we'll call it even because I forgot he was in Smash 4.
Because in Smash 4, he didn't even have his ultimate down air.
I just straight up forgot bros in Melee. I was like,
ultimate is maybe because he has like an awesome back throw and down air, but like,
nah.
Melee
Doc is so sick.
Doc Ditto's in Smash 4 were mad.
Yeah, I never did that.
No, me neither. That's insane. We're going Melee.
That Melee up tilt?
Oh, Duck Hunt.
Who cares? My bad.
They're about the same, 3DS.
Alt. 3DS, right?
I'd say Smash. I like Smash 4 better, but they're.
Oh, wait. You played Duck Hunt.
I did.
I also like Smash 4 better.
Sure.
I don't really have. Oh, auto cancel down air. That's
there's
why.
There's so many quality of life things for him in this game. Like acting out of up B, air dodging out of up B.
I wish.
What about auto cancel down air, bro? Auto cancel down air.
Bro, I'm with you. That's why I prefer it too. But
it's good. And they're very similar.
Yeah, some quality of life thing. It's kind of like DK, where it's like my heart says 4, but logically it's ultimate.
Yeah,
if it's
I agree.
Four,
but
it's 4.
Well, but yeah. this is a list for your heart though, not logic.
Yeah, it's a 4 heart. Yeah.
I'm down.
Smash 4, and I don't have
like on the same page. So
woof, this next one.
Yep, I wish Chuck were here. You think it's easy?
Actually, I don't. I take it back. It's between two games, though. We can agree on that, right?
It's easy for me.
Brawl.
Yep.
Brawl and Melee.
That dude is so clean, clean.
I love that he's cool in both. You know what I mean? Like, he's very. By the way, it's Falco.
About Falco and Smash 4 Ultimate.
No. It's definitely Melee or Brawl, like no question. Like,
Brawl
it's not
Falco is just that's Falco. That is Falco.
Yo, I don't know. Melee
Dacus
Falco.
And B Dacus.
Melee Falco is clean, but I personally
we're Brawl players, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's tough. Like I would, bro is just down throwing you, hitting you with the boost pivot grab, switching
the
sides.
Sound effects.
He still had the original down air before they took it away.
Oh no.
He had the new forward error, though, which I don't like, by the way. Not a fan of his forward error.
It's yeah, that's like the... But, dude,
everything... And the kicking the reflector, I hate that
the
shit.
The floatiness is so... Wait, what?
I don't like that.
The kicking the reflector is awesome, bro. Yeah. It's his own thing now. It's his own thing. He's not fine.
For the record, I'm melee, but I think Brawl is so sick, too. I'm curious. Fine with this.
That is Falco.
I'm Brawl, so Falco curious what Chuck would have said. On this, then
he would have said Brawl.
I'm positive he would have said Brawl. I'm positive.
I know my boy Charles, bro.
Yikes. Next one. 64, true?
It's melee. If you say Smash 4, you're whack because Fairfoot's the.
It's melee. He's like the poster child of that game.
He's like on the Mount Rushmore of Smash Bros.
You think it's hard. You think it's hard, but it's not.
It's not hard.
Ganon's an interesting one. Sorry, we got to announce the characters better. We got to do this better for the audio people. Ganondorf.
Once again, it's kind of similar for Falcon for me.
I think it's melee.
I think it's melee because that movement is clean.
Man, they did a great job in ult, though, I will say. Like, it's really...
the up smash.
In ult? In Brawl?
Brawl
up smash is so legendary that I'm down to put him in Brawl for that alone.
No, he was... Legendary Brawl for very opposite reason.
Like, that's why I love him though, bro. The flight of Ganon.
The flight of bro just started flying.
Bro, okay, the answer,
with bro, no bro, air drift.
Bro, I think I just like Brawl.
The answer is PM, by the way, but I think we go melee.
Which is bro the closest is
floating.
PM. Yeah. Melee or PM is so cool. Greninja.
It's Smash 4.
Smash 4, Fossil, yeah.
He has like his own genre of gameplay. Like
the neutral beat of stall.
Oh. Like, yeah, it's like his own thing. That's true.
Next is Icy's. Ooh, do you think this is easy? I don't think this is easy.
I just don't want to do it.
No. I was like, it's Brawl and Melee for sure.
Brawl?
Iconic.
Come on, man. That is terrible.
The only thing Ultimate's missing is that up air, bro. The lingering. I like the new one, but that lingering, bro, it's legendary. Like...
Hedron was active.
You just put it up there, bro.
200 frames, just
yeah. I remember reading like old Smash Boards, like way back in the day, bro. When I was learning Icy's, and it's like, what do you do when you're just so opponent? It's like, oh, up air is still really good. I was like, oh, sick. Stick the hammer up.
Once again, weird. Ultimate is like the logical answer.
Is it though?
But what does my heart say? My heart says nothing because my heart doesn't gap.
Wow, true.
That's. I don't know. Like, what makes one better than the other would be my question.
That's they the thing. All do the same thing.
I know. Like, what are we arguing?
Is flawed.
Yeah. Right. Like, I like the melee movement. It looks good. The sound effects are cool when they wave.
I do like the sound effects.
When I think of ice climbers in my brain, I just hear Brawl chain grab. Yeah. Yep. Hey,
They are so. I guess you're right. It's all. They are so. Poorly designed in Ultimate and Brawl that they needed to create rules around them. Like, I think a lot, like, I don't have a heart answer here. I don't give a fuck. So, logically, I'd say it's Ultimate.
It has to be Ultimate.
But when they showed up and started doing well in Ultimate, people weren't like, wow, we need rules to ban this character. They were like, well,
that down throw regrab and that back throw regrab in Brawl. Like,
That's what I'm saying, bro. We can all hear it.
I will hear it until the day I die.
All right, next up is Ike. Yeah,
it's Brawl.
Let's go.
Let's go.
That jab, bro.
Yeah,
he is so garbage.
Everybody can hear it.
When that down tilt lands, it's like a final smash, bro.
Ivysaur is ultimate. Like, there's no question.
Yeah,
he's so bad in
Smash. Wait, 4. I think every Pokemon's gonna be different.
That game's in Smash 4.
Sorry, in Brawl. Sorry, I'm in Brawl.
I don't even remember growing Brawl. That's tough. I only remember Squirtle.
I think Squirtle's going to be Brawl. Smash 4's Charizard.
Squirtle's definitely going to be Brawl.
Hold on.
Okay.
Jigglypuff, which is another big one.
Jigglypuff.
I think it's...
It's one of the... It's Melee.
Melee or 64, right? Though you agree that 64 should be on the list. Good.
The chances get lower and lower every game. I think it might come back a little bit in Ultimate, but like Smash 4 and Brawl Puff are very forgettable.
Yeah, absolutely. It's gotta be Smash melee.
It's gotta be melee.
DDD's Brawl. Free?
Brawl.
Free?
Yeah.
64 is Kirby. Wow, the first 64.
Kirby. Yeah, it's 64. I do love him in melee, though.
Kirby doesn't even work.
Lincoln, yeah, but I love him.
I'm trying to look. Brawl Kirby, I just...
Yeah.
The aerial hammer is legendary in Brawl, though. The spinning hammer.
Yeah, I was... Dude, that's funny.
Because you do it off of, like, forward throw. It's pretty sick.
And his intro in the Brawl opening trailer is very funny. True?
Yes. Yeah, because
he doesn't change at all, yeah.
For no reason.
Link? Adult, it's regular Link. I know my answer.
Bro, where's my whiteboard, man?
I know. That would be amazing. Wouldn't it be such a great idea for we all to
whiteboard? I think it's Melee or Brawl.
I think it's Melee for sure.
I think it's definitely not Smash 4.
He is so cool looking in Melee. Like Link. Bro, the angle is up B. The way he spins in Melee, it's so good. And I love how his arrow can suck. If you don't charge it at all, it barely goes anywhere. I really like that. Like, I think that's a cool little design idea. Obviously bad, but like I like when things aren't that good, you know, or shouldn't be that good.
I think it's Melee.
I think it's Melee, bro. He feels kind of clunky, even with the Melee movement. I think it's so well designed, man. It's iconic.
Mark, do you think it's Ultimate?
I did, but then I thought about it a little bit more, and he's actually kind of disappointing in Ultimate. Like, his design could be a lot better.
Like, it's so, like, half effort. It's like,
Yeah. For a moment, I was like, I love Ultimate Link. But I was like, but imagine what Ultimate Link could have been.
Yeah. It's little
Smash
Mac.
4, bro. Spam it's some Smash roll. 4. Spam some rolls, bro.
Sure.
It's Smash 4. Sure. I feel like in Ult, they can
for
actually
Mori?
Do they can actually do things in the air, I feel like, in Smash and Ultimate.
I just think it's where he is represented, because like it's where he started and like the culture around Little Mac and like
wait, true, it's Brawl assist trophy? There it is. Wait, my main Lucario. This is an interesting one actually, because he was the best in Smash 4, right? Like that was his best version.
Was it?
I think so.
I don't know.
It's close, but it's close. Ultimate has the most potential, and it probably has already surpassed Smash 4.
So do you think it's Ult? I don't know.
No, I think it's Brawl.
I think it's Brawl too, man.
Oh, all right. We're all on the same boat.
Yeah. Oh, okay, great.
Easy.
He's so awesome Lucas? In Brawl, dude. What Wait, hold on. I wasn't done yet. He's so awesome in Brawl that he's like clearly still to this day feels so Brawl like in Ultimate, which I love. Like they nailed it in Ultimate, but it's because he feels like his Brawl self in Shout a lot of ways. Brawl. Shout out to Brawl. All right. Lucas, PM, true. Next.
True.
We're not doing
Put him in Melee.
Honestly.
Yo. Honestly. I don't. It is actually PM, but by a mile, too. Like I can't even.
My favorite is Brawl.
Look.
Yeah. Kind of. All right, Marcus. This is
Ultimate's my least favorite Lucas, by the way.
This sucks. Smash 4 is my least favorite Lucas.
Okay.
Yeah. Quite a bit.
Yeah.
I think Alt Lucas is kind of cool, but it's just because, bro, he has so much tech in a game with not that much tech. Like, he has a lot.
My reason is Brawl is for the same reasons, which is
kind But of yes, crazy. Yeah, but that's the thing. And I'm like, but Brawl, he also had a lot of tech.
He be teleporting, bro.
I would say Brawl.
That magnet pull.
Yes, yes.
Is just, I don't really care the for rising Zap fire. Jump. Like, yeah, Zap Jump was like, whatever, but like, magnet pull, especially when you start B reversing your magnet pulls and you're just like zoop, like less than, greater than, like it. I'll give it to Brawl.
Let's go.
Brawl.
Yes,
I'll give it agreed. To Brawl.
The next one up is Lucina.
Sure,
it's Ultimate, right? Like it just is.
Sure,
yeah, I like Smash 4 better.
Sure.
Marcus, you're the tiebreaker here. I do not care about her in Smash 4.
I think Marth and Lucina are much more interesting when Perfect Pivot is allowed.
Sure.
Marcus, you gotta be a tiebreaker here. There's no sure tier.
Smash 4, let's go.
Put Lucina in all only.
Brawl.
Brawl. It's weird because I just feel like Lucina didn't have like an identity in 4 because nobody played her. It was like weird. It's hard to like truly see what the character could do and like how the character looked because everyone just played Martha. Yeah, everyone just played Martha instead. And there wasn't like a super significant difference between the two of them in the games. In that game. And all it's like a much bigger difference, but in Smash 4, they're actually very, very similar. Just everyone played Marth instead.
I like that in ult, it's like, if you want to play like a generic kind of sortie, this is who you play, and it's Lucina. Like, you kind of get a little bit of everything you want. Like, I really like that. I feel like that's
for Lucina, bro. She was really fun.
It's Marcus's choice.
Just put her in.
I'm fine with either, though. It's
fine. Yeah, it don't matter.
I am too, yeah.
Yeah, sure, alt. Yeah, sure.
Oh, alt, okay.
Whatever.
Next one is, if we see it later and hate it, we can change.
This one's important.
The next couple are really important, actually.
Okay, look.
Luigi, by the way.
Look.
Are we on the same page?
I love his wave dash sound. But okay. I love Brawl Luigi so much.
Man. Me too. I really do.
I love Brawl Luigi.
I really love Brawl Luigi. So I also really love 64 Luigi.
I was just going to say I love 64 Luigi too, dude. But the thing is, he's missing Green Missile. So I feel like that's a non-starter for me. And I feel like that's where Melee Luigi...
It's Melee.
It isn't Melee, or it is?
It is.
I think it is, it's too. So yeah. Iconic. Oh, my God. Bro.
Yeah.
That pitched up voice, bro.
I think so, too. Yeah, I think it's for sure Melee, but I love that you said 64 and Brawl, because those are the other ones I would choose 100%.
Yeah, I'm not choosing 4 Ultimate.
The next one's Mario. I'm picking Melee,
bro. I hate Mario in 4 and Alt.
I kind of loved him in 4 and Alt.
Alt is like, I was thinking there was going to be some Mario Odyssey to him, and bro was just...
They trolled you.
Mario again. Again, I just played bro in Smash 4. Like, they gave you a wedding outfit. Yo, Odyssey.
Melee too. Melee Mario is kind of sweat.
What? No. We already have
Donald. I would also do 64 Mario.
No. These are all shitty, really bro, shitty versions of the character. Bro, his down B is cool
in 64, though.
I do like his down B better than Fluff. Ooh, that's a good point. You know what? You're right. Argument settled, because I think that down B, even if Luigi has it too, is better than Flood. Like, Flood should have been for one game, and then it's gone.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's still around. You're right.
Melee, though.
Either way works. I don't know.
Melee. 64. Yeah, not 64, no. I do not like 64 Mario that much.
Oh, okay.
This one's really interesting.
It's Brawl by far.
It's Brawl. It's not
by good. Far.
I know everyone's going to say Melee, by and guess what far. I'm going to do? I'm not going to listen.
But
I don't know.
Brawl Bart is the cleanest Smash character.
It reminds me of Falco a lot, where the transition from Melee to Brawl worked out so fucking well. Like, the two fairs and a short hop, you know, like all that shit. It's so good. Pro, I'm so glad no one's saying. Yeah.
Dude. The tipper sounds.
I'm cool between the two of them. I think that Marth. I'll also give a shout out to, I think Smash 4 Marth is a really good Marth as well that fit that. I don't like him personally, but I think they put Marth in that engine well enough where it
works. People like him.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, I acknowledge that, but mine would be between Brawl and Melee. It's like dead tie to me, and you guys already said Brawl twice, so.
It's like two different characters. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, if it wasn't, I will say, if it wasn't for Zane recently, I don't think it would be close. Because he,
I agree.
The ledge slip stuff, like all that auto, like all that shit is. Made the character fun to watch again. He's not like a grab bot forward air down air. Like, you know what I mean? Obviously, there's more to it, but Zane makes that character look cool when I don't think before he was a character that looked cool. Which is
Brawl Marth would potentially be on my Smash Bros. Mount Rushmore.
Definitely.
He probably would be.
All right. I'm down with Brawl, of course.
Probably. That is my first pick.
All right. Next. Who we got next? Mega Man.
Ultimate.
I think it's all. Yeah. Yeah.
They did a good job in both games, but they just did even better in Ultimate.
Here's a tough one.
Is Brawl.
Meta Knight?
Tough one? Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, because I think if you say that, you're like okay with him being that way, which I am.
Yes, I am.
I think Shuttle Loop being what it became is horseshit. I hate new Shuttle Loop. I think it's so bad.
Bro is a hollow shell.
Yes, agreed. All right. Mewtwo.
Before we move on for the audio listeners, everyone give some love to Brawl Meta Knight, bro.
For the audio listeners?
Yeah, we didn't say his name enough.
Oh, Meta Knight? The GOAT. I mean, Tornado's insane. Like, oh, what's there to not appreciate?
Sound effects, glide attack. We didn't even mention Pit in Brawl, like his arrow, his glide attack.
We haven't gotten to him yet.
His up B cancels. No, we did. We threw him in there after Dark Pit.
Oh, what?
It's all good. We'll talk
when Brawl, yes, it's easily Pit. Looping arrows alone makes him by far the best version. It's
okay. Not question.
Pit is so boring. Like, that's what he's known as in the next couple of games. Is he's like boring Mr. Honesty fucking bullshit. Way more personality.
Wrong.
Mewtwo?
Okay.
Is I think it's the only one is it's not alt, is what I'll say. I think I would hear you out in Smash 4, but I also kind of think it's Melee.
It's Melee.
Melee? Mewtwo is one of my favorite Smash characters.
And PM he's with the armor, true?
Don't
iconic era.
We can take him out of the PM one for sure.
Me Brawler, guys. What's your favorite Me Brawler build?
Oh, sure.
Can we ignore?
Sure. Me?
Like, doesn't matter, guys.
I don't even remember like the differences. Like,
me, yeah, do me's. Remember how people used to do that all the time? Like, just put me's in their own tier. All right, we're running it back to Smash 4. All right, I like that. Me's. Okay. Getting rid of all the me's. Pick your favorite me, chat. That's all good. Although I will say Sword Fighter is clearly ultimate, is the only one I'll say. Small Brawler was also hilarious in Smash 4. Who cares? All right, game. Game and Watch. Ooh, I think I have my answer.
I have mine.
What is yours?
Melee.
Ooh, I was gonna say Brawl. I love Brawl, Game and Watch. The Turtle. Down.
What, SDI behind in Shuttle Loop?
I played Meta Knight, so yeah, I was down. I think it was cool. Turtle was cool. The up air didn't shoot out yet either, which is kind of an L. I think that was a good design choice in Smash 4.
This is kind of hard, actually. I didn't think it was going to be hard for me.
It's a little hard, but it's Melee.
But Pro Sim.
No way.
I saw a Melee combo video yesterday of Game & Watch.
He's kind of clean, bro.
That's who Cola lost to in the Arcadian. Did you see that? The funny tweet about how Cola went to Melee and lost to Game & Watch. I was like, oh, that sucks.
I mean, I think it's for me, it's Brawl, but I don't really.
I think it's Brawl too.
Too much stock in Game & Watch.
The neutral air, everything. It was nice. I think it's Brawl, but I also acknowledge that they're all pretty similar to me.
For me, it's Melee and PM.
That PM Game & Watch. Woo!
Mm-mm. So that's broken. Clean. So easy, bro.
That's good. Ness?
I think we just had the same thought.
I actually have my answer. Like, for his most, like, because I am very uninterested in Ness, but I do have one I think is the most iconic. That's what I'll say. But I'll wait for y'all.
Where's my whiteboard, man?
I know. Wouldn't that be fantastic if we all had a whiteboard?
Yeah, I wish someone told me to get one.
I want to, with a link for $8 on Amazon. First one I thought of was 64. I don't know why, but I really love 64 Ness. I think him getting like PK Fire becoming side B wasn't necessarily like a good or a bad thing, but it's not like. It's not like Mario where you got Cape and it's like, wow, Cape is so fucking sick. Like that move rules. Like Ness is fine without PK, like his neutral B. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really care about that move. So I might say 64, bro. I loved him in 64.
Okay. For me, it's either 64 or Smash 4. I just don't know which one.
Smash 4?
I think it's Smash 4 as well. Iconic. He's pretty iconic.
Yeah.
That up air is pretty iconic, bro.
Hmm.
He'd be slamming his noggin.
We agree it's not Brawl, it's not Ultimate. Even though Ultimate is by far the best version.
Tony would think it's Brawl.
Ugh. Thunder Jacket Brawl, or whatever. Right? Is that what it was?
What's up?
The Ness glitch. That was the Ness glitch, right?
Which one?
Or was that Melee? That was Melee, right?
Oh, the jacket, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Was it in Brawl too? I don't remember. No. All right, so it's between 64 and Smash 4?
I think it's Smash 4.
I think it's Smash 4.
All right, I give it up. Go ahead. Smash 4.
It's pretty iconic.
I'm good. I definitely like to shout out 64 right now. Olimar.
Ultimate? I'm not giving it the Brawl. That shit was horseshit.
I kind of loved how many Pikmin he got.
I kind of like how many Pikmin he had. I kind of like that he had, bro, had 76 behind him. Just
yes, exactly. Like, it felt when it only went to three, I understand. Like, it makes sense. And, like, going to less is good.
Clarity, yeah.
Just from a design standpoint, I thought it was fucking hilarious. He just ran around and pulled a billion of them all the time. Like, that, it was more like Pikmin to me. I think it's Brawl hands down, to be honest with you.
I'll take the L.
Marcus?
Oh, yeah, bro. I told you. He's ready to go to war.
He had an actual army of fucking Pikmin. The only downside is he doesn't have the new Pikmin, is what I would say is a downside. Next is Pac-Man. I'm pretty sure it's Alt.
I like Alt. Bro, I don't even remember Smash 4 Pac-Man.
He's just better.
Outside of the timer.
He had footstools.
I just remember the timer hitting zero all the time. Like, I guess it's not much different than this one, but you can kind of do stuff in this game.
Next is
I have zero interest. I can't
compete.
I think it's just Alt.
It's Alt.
Politana.
Yeah.
Palutena's next, which is she is interesting too, because in Smash 4 she came out of the box with the customs, which was pretty neat actually. She had the jab. Basically though, she was like a jab grab bot, right? She was pretty one dimensional.
I can't argue against Ultimate Palu.
Yeah.
Yes, it's Alt Palu for
glow,
sure.
It was a glow up, yep. Tricky one. For the next one is Peach. That's tough, dude. That's tough. I'll be honest, I love Alt Peach. I think Alt Peach is great.
I like the rainbow, like the up air. That's probably my favorite part about Alt. Smash 4 and Alt Peach. She had it in Smash 4, right?
She got it in Smash 4.
I did not love her in Smash 4, though. She's fine.
But
bro, I feel like the same every game. I forgot about
Brawl Peach.
Oh, Brawl Peach is great, too.
Brawl Peach was kind of...
Brawl Peach was cool, but I think Alt is... I like Alt Peach.
For me, it's Melee or Brawl. I haven't even considered the other two.
From when I was thinking about it before we started, I was thinking between Melee and Ultimate.
Dang. We all kind of have different... We're like Venn diagramming here a little bit. That's interesting. The rainbow and the better up tilt... Because they're old up tilt and Melee is the little headbutt thing, right?
I think I'm
going
to have to go with Melee because, I mean, like the beam sword and like, bro.
So we got one Melee, one Ultimate, and one Brawl. Is that what I'm hearing? That's the first time we're actually all split.
I love Brawl Peach, man.
You sell me because I could change my answer.
Marcus is the only one that's ever played Peach in any capacity in Smash as well.
Y'all haven't played? That's
no,
nope,
not to the point where I could say I've played her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's mostly just the turn up stuff, like the turn up pulls where you like would pull the turn up and like slide,
running off stage,
and then running. You could do that.
Oh, that was cool. That was a
Smash 4 one. No, in Brawl, like you could pull them and like you would slide. And then when you threw them, obviously you had glide tossing and stuff. Do you remember that?
Glide tossing. Whatever. Imagine it just randomly comes back next Smash.
Oof. I'll go ahead and side with Gavin, say Melee, I guess, overall.
Sure. Yeah, it works.
That's fine.
Yeah, for me it was Brawler Melee.
That's fine, yeah. I think we can all kind of agree. Melee.
I do think the
rainbow, a lot of good versions of that character also.
I do think the rainbow is a really good addition though. It's hard.
All right, next. Next up is Pichu.
Ultimate.
It's all
Ultimate.
In Melee, like, despite being bad or whatever, Pichu does the same thing over and over, so.
Yeah.
It's 64, man.
Pikachu?
I'm sorry.
I don't know. I'm down for 64. I'm actually hella down.
The character is Omega broken in 64, but, like... These other Pikachus just don't talk to me like that.
It's the only other possible one is Melee.
Yeah.
But
they just don't
talk. Melee Pikachu is like low-key more repetitive than 64.
Yikes. I don't know about that, but I'm down for 64. Kirby and Pikachu are the only two I kind of penciled in at 64, I think.
Yeah, I'm putting Yoshi in 64. I'm just like,
well, we got well, hold on, we'll get there. PT, Pokemon Trainer. It's all, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Rob.
It's all. I'm sorry. I love all. I hate alt rob, but I actually love alt rob.
I was gonna say brawl, dude. I love brawl rob.
Bro, I oh my.
You were gonna say Smash 4?
No, I'm saying it's not.
Oh yeah, I agreed. Yeah,
dude, brawl rob just didn't do anything.
He did spot dodge down.
The forward air that just stayed there. Spot dodge down smash was lit.
Yo,
it's up to Gav. I think it's ultimate. I do think it's ultimate.
That's fun.
I do think it's ultimate.
I also enjoy.
He has like solidified a place in like Smash culture because of
ultimate. Yeah.
Is this Robin?
Even if it's for bad reasons.
I think so.
Robin has to be ultimate, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
They like fine tuned Robin.
A lot of them were like, oh, they were bad in Smash 4 and they fixed them in ultimate.
Look.
Rosa.
Rosalina.
I know.
Yeah.
It's Smash 4.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a question. Yeah.
It's iconic.
It's miserable.
That A button, bro.
Yep.
Jabbing with Luma. Roy's ultimate.
Roy's ultimate. It's not even a question. Yeah.
Unless bro, don't test me. What the heck?
Zane's just that good. That does not make the character interesting.
Bro's actually had me considering Melee for a moment.
Roy, the jab is great. Like,
I want to really respect ultimate Roy. That character is legendary.
They finally made him exactly what everyone wanted, which is
he is a legendary Smash Bros. Character that
agreed.
No one can really do what ultimate Roy does, which is fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm. He rules. Yeah. Next is Ryu. Oh,
I hate Smash for Ryu. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's a personal bias. It's a personal bias.
I think he's more of a cheeser in Smash 4 for sure.
Think?
I feel pretty good about it.
The way that Ryu played in Smash 4 was unbearable.
It's disgusting, yeah.
Bro, just also,
but he's technically more iconic in Smash 4, that's for sure.
Nah, my go Asumo.
He's been doing some cool things in Ultimate, so.
Wait. Yeah, so we do Ryu Ultimate. Samus.
Ryu Ultimate.
Next is Samus.
I also hated him in 4, so.
Can I say, I think that Samus, it's Melee. I love the way
Melee is a very likely one. I do have a soft spot for Brawl Samus, but I think it has to be Melee.
I also really love Brawl Samus.
Thank you.
One of my best friends played Samus, so I played against her a lot.
The way Charge Shot looks in Melee, it's perfect. It looks so good. Yeah. It looks so good.
Ooh.
That's not the only reason why, but just
I think this might be Peach levels of difficulty.
The next one is Sheik, who has been fantastic since she was introduced in Melee.
Well, not in Brawl, but
it's not Brawl.
Well, hold on.
It's dude, don't do that.
No, that's a disrespectful.
Every one. Other answer is great.
It's amazing, yeah.
I think Melee Sheik's my favorite one to spectate.
No. Not the spectate. It's probably my favorite, but she's so weird because it's like, oh, it's a ninja, but she's slow and hits hard in Melee. Like, it doesn't make any sense, but I love Sheik in Melee.
When I think of, like,
I love Sheik.
When I think of spectating, I just think of, like, the best player of that character. So, like, I'm thinking of, like, J-Mook specifically on Sheik, and I'm like,
that boy good at Smash, bro.
He is. He was.
Looking clean. I'm like, ooh, he move like that.
But the one thing I will say is that getting Bouncing Fish was such an insane addition to a character that already felt complete.
I'm glad you're getting at this point because I was going to bring a similar. I think.
Are you going to say no way?
I think it's Smash 4.
Oh, fuck that.
I think it's one of those weird things where I'm like, my hatred, I have extreme hatred for that character. Marcus knows this especially. I hated this character, but it's like weirdly coming full circle where I think I have to like give her the flowers now. Like, bro, Bouncing Fish, Rising Needles, like. But I also like Ultimate Sheik. I think they did a good job.
They did, yeah. The buffs actually.
I'm sorry, but when I think of Sheik, I think of Void. So I'm not picking Melee.
Me too.
Or Brawl. Yeah. I'm picking one of the other options. So I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing with that. I think of Void.
That's his character.
I'm standing on that.
When I think of Sheik, I think of Melee, and then I think of Void. I don't.
Yeah. It's like, this is like the Marth thing.
It is.
Yeah. We're like, for Marth, I think of Brawl, and then I think of Zane.
Yeah. The only thing I hated about Sheik was the 50-50 throw. That
I don't think that's as lame as the ledge camping.
Oh, like Shino stalling and chain grabbing exists too.
Yeah, that's rather take the 50-50. Like,
oh, true. So it's ult? Like, so I mean, either of those things true?
It can be ult.
I think it's forward.
All Sheik is cool. I think Sheik, they've done
a really I think good she's job cool too, and she's really good.
They did a great job with it. I think you sold me, Gab. I think you could argue any of the three, and I wouldn't be mad.
I think people are going to think we're crazy if we do not melee, but
I think it should be Smash 4. I mean, she's a ninja. She's supposed to be like fast and nimble, not hit hard. Like, I think they fixed her.
Changed. Like, if she wasn't a part of Smash 4, like, we might not be here. Like, that character was a big deal in Smash 4. Like,
what happened to us?
I'm just saying, like, the culture of
Sheik's
like,
not in this game. I better go get hit by a car. Like,
that's what? Not what I meant. I meant, like, damn, things might not have panned out. She was a big part of that game.
I will say, from Smash 4, I remember seeing, I'm pretty sure it was a Gamer video, of him with the 3DS trying it at a Best Buy and recording and showing off Grenade and Bouncing Fish.
It's crazy.
And I was like, fuck. Like, because they went too hard, right? Like, Melee came out, and I love Melee Sheik. Like, I'll say that all day. I love Melee Sheik. And then they were like, this is not how the character's supposed to be played at all. And they tuned her down way too much in Brawl. Yeah. Like, way, 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 way too much. And I think they struck a fair balance in Smash 4 and then in Ultimate that carried forward. So I will change my answer and say Smash 4. I think that's great. You sold me. I was already just pretty torn. Things,
bro. When I think of perfect pivoting, Sheik is close with that.
Movement,
and like the new moves. Like she was Smash 4.
Crawling too. Crawling, that was in Brawl though, I think. And she had the dagger in Brawl, didn't she? I think pretty sure she did, right? Or is that in Smash 4?
What?
Or she had the dagger, no? In her like back pocket?
Oh.
This exists, right? Am I insane?
Oh, you mean like design-wise?
Not like she used the knife. Like she just had.
Oh, yeah. I was
just
like,
for show.
Knife.
I'm glad y'all see where I'm coming from. I hope the viewers do too. Shouts to Void. Shouts to Perk Pivoting. Shouts to Smash 4 changing things. Like, just cool.
Yeah.
Marcus again, doesn't seem to be on the same page. He thinks Melee, I think.
I think that's fine. Though.
I don't think there's like, I think any of them could be argued.
It's a hard one, bro.
Yeah.
This is harder than Peach.
Well, not Brawl. Brawl can't be argued. I'm sorry.
It's not this, Brawl. This anything but Brawl. One, yeah. Anything but Brawl.
Well, hold on. What about the chain glitch? Remember that?
That joint was lit. And
that was lit.
And air release Badakis. True.
Ooh, I forgot she had a great Dakis. That's true.
She had B-Dakis exclusively.
Yeah, that's right.
It's so weird.
Anyway, all right. Next is Shulk. Ultimate? Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, ultimate. Cool. Next.
Sure. It's not Brawl. I'm sorry. It's all. I'm sorry. And I know you hate alt snake. But dude, that Dak is him just sliding around the stage with his
it's
little
great
crash. Like it wasn't great, man. It was just like Pro is just but you sure shouldn't. Slides across the stage with a freaking missile behind him, like, and you just gotta like chasing him was way more miserable than it is in this game, like, infinitely more miserable.
Let me raise you how funny Nikita was in Brawl, hilarious fucking move. And down smash is the other thing I would bring up as well. I thought down smash was sick. I love that down smash way more than ult. Way more than alt down smash.
Okay, but you saying Nikita reminded me that Nikita is unjustified in alt.
Bro, yes, agreed.
What the fuck is that?
Yes. I think it's Brawl, dude.
Alright, I'm back.
I think it's Brawl. Yes.
I'm back. Yes. I'm back.
Down throw. I like down throw better.
He's a big part of Brawl's culture.
Totally. Yes.
100%. I'm back.
Bro, you could tech into the stage. The C4 recoveries were so lit. Like everything. And they did a great job going to ultimate, but losing that down smash, I hate the new down smash. That's like a huge thing for me.
I don't have a preference for either, but I'm leaning more towards Brawl.
Absolutely.
But if he had that in ultimate, I would have quit the game so much sooner.
Yeah, but he doesn't. But
you would not be able to play the game versus that character. Holy shit. If he had that.
Yeah. Anyway.
I did all like right. the charging animation. That shit was nice.
Yes. And it was so unique. It was so unique, and they replaced it with this little
dude. He would work like, so hard for that in between stocks, and you'd just be like, okay.
Run it over.
Right? Just walk over.
Oh. Dang, that could have transitioned to our Angel platform, but that's for another day.
True. We don't have another 4 hours. Yep. Next one is Sonic the Hedgehog.
I'm giving it to Ultimate. Sonic's has...
Yeah.
He's become like the face of the character for me like, yeah, in a lot of ways. Like,
ain't no way is Smash 4.
All no fucking way. Yep.
All bro did was spin and shield.
You could be quirky and say Brawl, but I disagree. I think Ultimate is nice.
I think it's Ultimate. I do, yeah. Yep. Shouts to all the Sonic players doing well.
Bro.
Squirtle's Brawl. Squirtle's
Brawl. And I love that for PT, we have Ultimate, and then all the Pokemon are kind of separate. It's kind of awesome.
Charizard, I think, is close, but you need Rock Charizard Smash. Charizard is
the most arguable, I think.
Dude. Rock Smash is so hilarious.
I love Rock Smash.
Brawl Squirtle is so.
Yeah, cool. The movement, it's over. It's over.
Toon Link.
Brawl.
It's Brawl.
Yeah.
Three. Why'd they take the Pogo away, bro?
Villager. It's Smash sure. 4, right? Smash 4.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's early days of Smash 4. He's a big part of it.
Alt.
Weep, it's Alt. Not even a question.
Don't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Ultimate.
Wolf.
It's Ultimate by far.
I don't know about by far, but I do.
He's like not as iconic as Roy, but he's in that category of like, this guy like represents the game. It's really cool. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, they did such an amazing job. Brawl, I agree. Wolf, I agree. It is Hulk, but I think Brawl Wolf has a lot that you could appreciate. That, like his Dak is. Like,
sure, man.
Is.
Sorry, I played against Joe every week, man.
I know. Like, I know.
I 300 back airs per week. Like I just don't get it.
That's a lot of back airs.
That is a lot of back airs. All right, we're almost done, chat. All right, yep.
Yoshi.
Look. Oh, I know Melee be moving. I know Amsa is that guy. 64 Yoshi is so cool, bro.
That shit is clean.
That it is very is clean.
This one's kind of important to me.
Brawl.
As it's much Brawl. As that's important, it's not Brawl.
It's not.
I know.
You could grab Release Metanite, though, true.
Could.
You could get two damages, cool.
But across the stage, so it was like six.
Just took
unless I had a good match, then it was actually two. but yeah, it was more like five to ten. It's 64 or Melee. Yes. And I think 64 Yoshi is kind of fucking awesome, bro. I'm with Marcus. I've also been really into 64 lately, specifically Remix. I watch a lot of highlights. I don't play, but I watch it a lot.
What? Send me them highlights. I didn't know they had highlights.
I just be looking at the game on YouTube. It's cool.
He does a parry in 64, does he?
He does.
Okay. It's like similar concept to Melee. I don't know. I agree.
If his egg was a little smoother, that would be cool. But like even then, he's nasty, bro. That character's cool.
It's so hard to argue.
It's not 4 Ultimate.
No, it's definitely, I agree with you guys where it's definitely 64 or yeah. Melee. And it's just so difficult because the things that Amsa has done, not just in Melee, but in Smash history with a character in
meta. Yeah, it feels like we should give it to Melee.
The story is so... And it's not like people didn't try. Like, after Amsa saw success, people tried to pick up Yoshi, and it just didn't... It's hard. And the double jump cancel, like the parry of the egg, like all that stuff.
Well, what's weird is I feel like Amsa made it so, like, he could play 64 Yoshi in Melee. Like,
yeah. You know,
like, it's kind of like...
Interesting.
Let me revolutionize it to the point where it like went full circle back to like 64 Yoshi gameplay.
Oh, bro, God.
You see some of those,
it's just harder to execute. Moves.
Some of those 64 moves just
bro, that up smash,
bro, his back air is hilarious,
and they just explode.
Dude, his bro. Back air 64 is awesome, bro. I'm not gonna lie,
he's like a mermaid. I will 64 say,
up throw goes crazy, bro.
I'll say Melee. It doesn't matter because you guys already outvote me, but I'll say Melee because I also think of home run contest and his down air, like just something about how perfect, you know what I mean? Like just everything about Smash. I love his edge guards in Melee with eggs, you know, all that stuff is so cool. Like, yeah, I think either answer is good, but I'll say Melee, but still. The votes are against me. We're still going 64, which I really like. I really like that at 64. I'm glad we have more 64 in there.
It's cool to have more 64 in there. Yeah.
Next is Young Link.
This is a little hard.
I thought it was easy, but I'm not so sure now.
Sure. Sure.
I think it's Melee.
Sure. I'm locked out on Young Link, bro. I'm sorry.
I feel like it needs to be Melee, but I want it to be Ultimate because we gave Melee to Link. But, like, I think it has to just be Melee for both.
It's like same vibes, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just cooler. Sorry.
Ultimate. I think it might be Ultimate.
You kind of hate him, though.
Drew. Oh!
Yeah, you hate him.
I just wish he was better.
That applies to both, though. Honestly, there's not that much of a difference either. Like, they're pretty close, in my opinion. I'll say Melee. All right.
I'll say Melee, sure. Whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Zelda.
Sure, Alt.
Sure, yeah.
Ultimate, whatever. It's like Bowser, where it's just going to get slightly better every game.
Yeah.
Zero Suit Brawl.
Brawl.
Moving up. Zero Suit is Brawl.
Wario is Brawl. I'm sorry. Oh, okay, good talk.
Just don't say Smash 4, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can say anything but Smash 4.
Brawl, just design-wise, it's perfect. Like,
oh, that was everyone. What the heck?
Yeah,
Wario was the last one, wow.
The only arguments were for Wario, you can't say Smash 4 because he's terrible and not fun to play as, and they ruined everything about him, so that's not there.
You only played Wario in Smash 4? I feel like if you played him in Brawl.
Oh, for sure. And it was no fun. Like, they deleted everything that was fun about him. Plus, Shoulder Bash obviously is iconic. Like, the bike, the wheels, everything about it. It was just, again, he's a Brawl character that feels like a Brawl character. His spot dodge, man. Anyway, that was a fun exercise. Yeah. Thanks, producer
Chris. This is very well-rounded to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, can we go back? Yeah.
64 has...
That's a good balance.
I'll run through for the audio people. 64, these are for best design for this character in which game. Not strongest version, or not necessarily strongest version, but just what we think is the best design or representation of the character. In 64, we said the best versions in that game are Kirby, Pikachu, and Yoshi. For Melee, we said, I forgot we did Bowser, that's hilarious. For Melee, we did Bowser, Captain Falcon, Dr. Mario, Fox, Ganondorf, Jigglypuff, damn, Melee's got a lot, Adult Link, Luigi, Mario, Mewtwo, Peach, Samus in the suit, and Young Link. And Brawl, man, Brawl's so great. Pit, Falco, Ike, Dedede, Lucario, Lucas, Marth, Meta Knight, Mr. Game & Watch, Olimar, Snake, Squirtle, shoutouts, Brawl Squirtle, Toon Link, Zero Suit Samus, and Wario. Ooh, that's a great list. That's a great list right there. That is a great list. Smash 4, we said Charizard, which I love, by the way. Like, I think that was... I'm glad we all agreed on that. Cloud, Corrin, Duck Hunt, Greninja, Little Mac, Ness, Rosalina, Sheik, and Villager. In Ultimate, we have Bayonet a lot. Ultimate has the most, it looks like, which makes sense.
The rest.
Well, it also had the most opportunity because every character's in Ultimate. So, and it's the latest game. They kind of figured out what they were doing, which sometimes loses the charm. But Ultimate is everybody else that's left. Yeah. We don't need to. Yeah. I'm not listening at all. All good. That was fun. I'm glad we did that. If only we had whiteboards to better figure out our thoughts all around.
Yeah. We're just missing Chuck. It's so tough.
It also would have ruled to have Chuck.
I wonder how much would have changed. Yeah.
He would have gone crazy on that, dude. Damn it. I'll come up with more stupid topics that we can do that too. But that's fun. That's fun. Thanks, everyone. Gavin, take us out.
Great episode. Thank you so much for supporting the show as always. We do bonus content every week. I think we have an interesting hypothetical to talk about this week. I kind of want to keep it a surprise though. But yeah, we do Patreon bonus content, patreon.com/tweaktalks. I still do lots of Smash Ultimate lessons if you're looking to improve, metafy.gg/@tweak. And that's about it. Thank you so much for supporting the show as always. I really enjoyed this one. Have a good one.